Hello guys, welcome to Discussions with Brandon and Nicole. This is episode 9 and I will be joined by my co-host Nicole.
Hello there.
So today in this episode, we are going to be discussing if the actors, any and all actors, were good.
Yes. I think we should limit it to just the movies though, because that's what most people are familiar with.
Yes. What were you thinking?
But yeah, it's like the 11 movies, yeah. I would say. We'll limit it to just that.
Yeah.
So this one, I don't really know where to start. I guess, would you want to start with, like, the prequels, then go to the originals, and then the sequels?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So, Ewan McGregor.
Yes. Yes. Such a good actor. Love him.
Pretty great. I can't wait for the new Obi-Wan series coming to Disney+.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. I cannot wait till it comes out. I really hope it doesn't get postponed, though, because of this whole situation. But hopefully it shouldn't, unless they're, like, in the middle of shooting it. I don't really know where they're at in that process. But anyway, yes, very excited about that. I don't really know what to say about him. He's just a really great actor, like, overall.
I mean, yeah.
Because I've seen him in other things, too. I've seen him in... let's see, he was in Beauty and the Beast, I think, like the live one, and then The Impossible, I saw him in that. So, like, just overall, he's a great actor, but yes, Star Wars is just my personal favorite,
right?
As I'm sure it is for most people.
So, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, Natalie Portman.
I was about to get to her. Natalie Portman.
Yes.
She's a great actor.
I don't know. I feel like she's good. She has good times, but she also has not as great times. I don't know.
Wait, what bad times are you speaking of? Or not as good
times?
I
don't know. I have to think of something specifically real quick, but I remember watching the movies and there's like some part, I don't know, that just wasn't fully glued to it. And I don't know, maybe it could have just been because of the dialogue, but like, I don't know. I think maybe, I just can't really think. I just think maybe some parts in Revenge of the Sith, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. She wasn't my absolute favorite, but, like, she wasn't a bad actress.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That makes no sense.
Well, I mean, but... I really enjoyed her in the prequels.
Okay. Yeah, well, so did I.
Yeah. Okay. Hayden Christensen. So, this is kind of controversial because some people think that he did a really bad job of portraying Anakin, but in reality, the script was he was supposed to be, like, complaining and supposed to be, like, a whiny character.
He was supposed to be, like, Luke in the original film.
Yeah.
So, I think
he like, a lot of people didn't like him for that, but that's actually how he's supposed to be. So, in fact, he did a good job.
Yeah. I think that Hayden Christensen did a great job. Like... I think
Hayden Christensen.
I do love Hayden Christensen. He's one of my favorite actors of all time. Or just, I love the character of Anakin Skywalker in general. It's just, he's got to be, like, toward the top on my character list, which we still need to rank our,
our villains.
Do we rank our?
No, we haven't done our villains. We did the heroes.
Yeah, we still need to rank our villains. So, he might be toward the top of my list, but
I
love the character Anakin. So, yeah, I don't know. I thought he was a great actor. I even saw this thing that said that for the first three movies, the prequels, that he actually studied the way that James Earl Jones talked as Darth Vader, so that he could speak like that in the prequels. So, like, the way that he would say, like, my master or something, it was very, like, slurred, you know?
Yeah, so, I know what you're talking about.
He, like, studied that stuff. And I was like, that's interesting. So good. He's so good.
I mean,
good.
He did a good job.
Yeah. And a lot of people get upset that he shows up at the end of Return of the Jedi. I love it. Like, I love the tie back to the prequels in the old films. That's so cool to me.
Definitely.
But maybe it's just because I grew up with that. I don't know.
Who knows?
But yeah.
Yeah. So, are we done with the prequels? Or are there any more characters in the prequels?
I mean, there's other characters, but, like, not super big ones,
Rip,
I guess.
Mace Windu.
Palpatine. Perfect.
Ooh, Palpatine. So,
Ian,
you know,
is
one
perfect.
thing I really enjoyed about Palpatine, on how he was different So, like, in each trilogy, he was different. Like, in the prequels, he was, like, really political, and he, like, seemed nice. In the original trilogy, he was all, like, emperor, I am the boss of everything, kind of evil. Mm-hmm. And then the sequel trilogy, he was just, like, creepy and eerie, and I love that.
Yes, I love him, too. He's just... I don't know. He's just such a great actor.
He's different in he's different in every trilogy, which is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, 100% great actor from me.
Totally.
Bonus points.
Also, rip Mace Windu.
Yes, he's one of your favorite characters, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's just something about him which is like really funny.
I mean, Samuel L. Jackson will always be Samuel L. Jackson. So, like, there's nothing you can't... really do about that. So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I thought he was all right.
So, yeah.
okay. I can't think of anyone else.
Yeah, I guess moving
Count
on.
Count Dooku. This is fine.
Well, I mean, he didn't have... Well...
yeah, he didn't have much. But...
General Grievous? I mean, he didn't really have an actor, but the character himself. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Know. What's his name? Liam, who played Qui-Gon.
Oh, yes, Qui-Gon Jinn. Yeah. I mean, he, again, didn't have much of a role, but...
Yeah, not much. Okay, we should move on.
Yeah, we should. We're stalling.
We should move on from that territory.
Yeah.
Okay, the originals.
The originals.
All of them, 100% perfect.
Yeah.
In every single way possible. The only thing that really, that kind of confused me a little bit was in A New Hope. I feel like Leia, like Carrie Fisher, she like switches in and out of a British accent sometimes. And it's did you ever notice that?
Well, I guess the thing is like people with the British accents tie together with like diplomatic people. I don't really know if that makes
because later on in the movie you hear her and she's like, oh, will somebody please get this big walking carpet out of my way, and it just sounds very like American. And then earlier in the film she goes like, I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board, and it's just like a very like Englishy accent, just the way that she says it. It's like she switches in and out of it sometimes. It's just like,
right?
I don't know.
Maybe it's interesting.
Maybe it's just like the accent of like the 50s and 60s, because you know how they used to like talk differently.
No,
so maybe
I don't,
she was like trying. Maybe she was like trying to talk like a 60s person, but like in the 70s. Yikes. I don't. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know.
It's not. So anyway,
other than that, no, I thought they
Luke
were all great.
Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah, Harrison Ford, A+ Harrison on everything.
Ford. Who else?
I mean, Carrie Fisher is great.
Billy
Dee Williams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, great.
Lando.
Great job. Love it.
Yes. Great. Why are you doing this? Okay.
I don't know. Everyone was just great, in my opinion. But
yeah, like the
just, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe the sequel trilogy will be a little bit different.
Well, do we want to go to Rogue One and Solo, or do that after?
Oh, you want to do that first?
I think we should do that first.
Okay.
So
should start off with
Rogue
Solo.
Solo. I mean, I don't even remember the characters.
I was just gonna get
Solo,
it out of the way.
To be honest,
I don't. Yeah, me neither. I think Kira was great. The girl who played her, isn't she from like Game of Thrones or something? I don't watch it. But
I don't watch it either.
Apparently, she's like a big character in that, so like that's how a lot of people knew her.
Right.
And then the guy who played Han.
I mean,
he was all right.
Solo. Yeah. I guess he did a good job. I don't really know.
I think
nobody really likes the movie.
Yeah, I think like a lot of people don't really like it just because it's not Harrison Ford. But like for what it's worth, he did a fine job. Like considering
they should have CGI'd the whole thing.
CGI the whole thing.
That would have been great.
That would have been so great. But so weird at the same time. See,
honestly,
young Harrison Ford the whole time. Mm-hmm. So for what it's worth, I think it was fine.
Yeah.
You know, not too bad.
Moving on to Rogue One, my personal favorite.
Yes, we all know.
We all know Jyn Erso is amazing.
Yes. Oh, yes. She's such a great actress. And funny thing, I actually, like, saw her in another
film. You saw her in real life? Oh.
No. I mean, like, I actually had seen her in a film, I think, before Rogue One was even a thing. So I already knew her from a previous movie, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was, like, The Diary of Anne Frank or something like that I had watched.
Oh, yeah.
And she was, like, the sister in it or something. So she's a great actress. I love her.
Yeah. Like, the acting in nice. Rogue One was great.
Yeah, for sure. And the guy who plays Cassian.
I don't know him, but oh my gosh, he's good.
It was so great. What? Yes.
I don't know him.
Yeah. I don't know his name in real life. I can't remember. But the person who played Cassian was great.
Oh, yeah. And also, honorable mention to Saw Gerrera.
Yeah.
He was an interesting character. I liked that.
He wasn't, like, a super big character, but...
Right.
He was there.
I mean, he was there.
Yeah. No, I thought they were... Director Krennic!
Oh, yeah.
So good. Yeah. One of the best villains of all time. We're gonna have to rank our villains soon. I can't hold off on making this list any longer.
I thought Krennic was a great character, and especially the music, Krennic's Aspirations.
Yes.
So good.
The Imperial Suite, so good. Oh, my
God. And
gosh.
I love the scene with him and Darth Vader. That is, like, goals.
Yes.
Right there.
Darth Vader is great in that movie.
Yeah, so. he's not a big character, but, like, he's great when he is there.
It's just the fact that he's there.
Exactly.
And we can see him
presence.
In the flesh.
His
it's just
presence.
The fact that we can say he's a part of that movie that makes it great.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay, so, moving into the sequels.
Yay! The Force Awakens.
Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver.
Oh, my goodness.
Top-notch acting.
I mean, that was amazing.
I can't
Daisy
express.
Ridley. Like, she was like, I watched her audition tape. And she cried, like, on command. Like,
yes.
It was amazing.
I saw that, too. It was so great. I was like, why can't I do that? But no, she's
never.
A great actress. We could never. And then Adam Driver is obviously an awesome actor. I watched, whatchamacallit. I can't even remember the name. That Netflix movie that came out with him and Scarlett Johansson. I honestly don't know why I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure that people know what I'm talking about because it's a pretty well-known movie. But anyway, he was great in that. So.
Well, yeah, Adam Driver's just a great actor in general. So.
Yes.
That's
like all
a
the
plus.
All the conflicting parts for him. Were very
was it
well done.
Marriage Story?
Yes, it was Marriage Story. That's the name of it.
Yeah, I looked it up. Google helps.
It was a good movie. He was great. So.
Definitely.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, so John
Boyega.
Great minds think alike. He's
all
a good
right.
character.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he was good. For what it was worth, for what his character was.
It wasn't really.
I would say
much.
He shined in The Force Awakens, but you know,
right.
So did every other character.
Went down. Right.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac.
Oh
good.
Yeah.
Great.
Everyone
love
loves
him.
Poe. Everyone,
everyone
loves Poe.
Does love Poe. Everyone
all the
is
ladies
in love,
love
with Poe.
Yeah.
All the ladies do love Poe.
Definitely.
Me as well.
But
anyway.
you're like Hayden Christensen.
I mean, just, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
let's see, who else? The girl who played Rose. Kelly, I think it
is? Kelly Marie
Kelly,
Tran.
It's Tran. Tran is how you pronounce
Kelly Tran.
I was like, it starts with
I don't
a
know.
T.
Yeah, I don't know. I just follow her on Instagram. I remember that. So,
yeah,
that's that.
I don't know. I thought she was good.
I mean, her character wasn't necessarily, like, the best character, but, like, she did a good job playing her character for what it was worth.
Yeah, exactly. General Hux.
Ooh.
Great.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I thought he was great.
I mean,
like,
spoilers
really
here,
loved.
But I loved that he was a... traitor for the
yes
you know, that was beautiful
yes.
The one thing I didn't understand
did
is how they knew he was a traitor, but that's just I don't know
what do you mean
I guess they just like when
who?
He came back like with his like injured leg and he's like oh they shot me whatever And then they shot him. Well,
I think that, like, I can't remember his name because I still haven't seen the movie enough times, even though I've seen it like 10 times already. But the guy who serves the emperor, and he's a part of the First Order. He's kind of like the new Tarkin, I guess, kind of.
Oh,
but
I know, like, who you're talking about.
That
yeah.
guy. Something tells me that he, like, suspected it from the beginning, just by the way that they would, like, glance at each other from across the table right. in the film. Like, that was something that right. I noticed. So, I don't know. Maybe he's force sensitive. I have no idea.
Who knows?
Honestly,
who
no
knows?
Clue.
But General Hux's great.
But, yeah. Perfectly played, in my opinion. I thought he did a great job.
I mean,
job.
All the characters in all the movies were great. Yes. I mean, yes. Star Wars is just great in general.
Yes. 100%.
Totally.
Okay, and then anything else? I can't really... I mean, C-3PO was good as well.
Oh, yeah, C-3PO and R2-D2. I love them.
Yes. I mean, there's not too much to say about
them. Oh, Chewbacca.
It's just kind of movement. Yeah, Chewbacca. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the original Chewbacca was great. The new Chewbacca was great as well.
The Chewbacca's in Revenge of the Sith were great.
I can envision the person who plays him. I know what he looks like. He's got, like,
His name starts with Peter, right? His name starts with Peter?
No, I think that was the original person who played him.
Yeah. Oh, are we not speaking about the originals?
Well, there's the original person that played him, but then there's, like, the new guy that played him in the sequel trilogy. And he's, like, tall with, like, blonde hair. I just don't know his name. I can't remember it. But I know what he looks like. And either way, I thought they both did a great job. So,
Yes.
Yeah. And then Ian, again, you know, was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't really think of...
I mean, I guess that's...
Captain Phasma was fine.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot she existed. But then again, I have a painting of her in my room.
You do. You do. You have a piece of artwork hanging up on your wall of Phasma.
It's a pretty epic scene, though.
It is really cool.
It's her walking through a fire and then in the background a bunch of stormtroopers.
Yes, it is very epic. Well,
epicness.
I think that's about all most of the main actors. So this is interesting.
Yeah, that was an interesting episode today.
Yes.
So I guess
don't hate us.
Don't hate us. So I guess
don't hate us for liking Hayden.
Oh my goodness. Don't hate you. me with Natalie Portman.
yeah.
So I guess that's it. If you would like to support us, we have a Patreon. All that will be linked in the show notes.
Stay safe.
And make sure to stay safe, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Oh, make sure to subscribe so you can listen to future episodes. We come out every other day. So, yeah.
Yes. Oh, and follow us on our Instagram to keep up with new episodes. And we also post polls sometimes on our stories about things that we should talk about.
Speaking of, I did post a poll, and it looks like the fans have spoken, and they want us to do a live episode. So we will be planning that in the near future.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll get more information though, as we research how to do that. But, yeah, without further ado, I guess that is it. All right, guys, have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.